This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Food is so basic and yet so complicated. Here are a few examples. Nearly 800 million people in the world are undernourished, and millions die each year from hunger. Still, one of the deadliest mental illnesses in this country is anorexia, which afflicts mainly young women. They are clinically starving, but they refuse to eat. Anorexia is the subject of a disturbing new documentary that debuts tonight on HBO.
I just want everyone to let me die.
I've watched someone die. It's not a pleasant sight. And I can't imagine losing a child. I mean, try to think about your mother. She wanted you to have life, and now you're just ending it because you want to be thin.
The title of the documentary is Thin, and it follows four young women through their treatment at the Renfrew Eating Disorder Clinic in Florida. The director is photojournalist Lauren Greenfield. She spent a lot of time documenting youth culture in the United States. My colleague Alex Chadwick spoke with her at her studio in Venice, California.
For at least 10 years, more, your pictures have been about the physicality of being a woman in this culture. What has happened to you and your vision in that time that you've gone to now an extreme end of that?
Right. Well, the work developed really organically and in a lot of ways not consciously at all. I mean, when I started the Girl Culture Project, which is where Thin began, I didn't realize I was working on girl culture for a while until I had made a lot of images that ended up being part of girl culture. It was kind of where I was drawn naturally, and part of the process in figuring out that project was looking at situations I'd been drawn to and images that I started putting together from really disparate situations. And I was looking at how the body had become a primary expression of identity for girls and women. And in girl culture, I looked at kind of the myriad manifestations of that, from little girls playing dress up to strippers and showgirls to the most self-destructive body projects. Eating disorders was one of the things I covered, and self-harm.
Just talking about this film around my office, two or three different women said, that makes me angry. This subject makes me angry because I think that these women could get over this if they wanted to.
I think that a lot of people have the response of, well, why don't you just eat, you know, get over it. Like, it just seems so easy to say, go have a hamburger, go get a Snickers bar. That's nothing that these girls have not heard a million times, sometimes from their own family. I mean, there's a really emotional scene between Shelley and her father in therapy and family therapy, where you can see that as much as he loves his daughter and wants to help her, he really can't understand why she has this eating disorder and why it's so hard to treat.
I'm just not happy anymore, Dad.
Ken, I'm wondering what it feels like for you to know that as much as you want to solve it, you know, you may not be able to. It's really in her hands.
I mean, are you a parent?
No,
well,
I'm not.
You have no idea.
Well, tell me. I want to have an idea of how it feels for you.
It hurts. It hurts inside. It hurts inside to know that you're sitting right here and you got a little daughter that's hurting and there's nothing that you can do to help her. You know, there's actually nothing that I can do to help her.
And I think that when you see the movie and when you read the book, you really get their pain, and you get that it's not about the food and it's not just about body image, that it's really a serious mental illness, that it's really a coping mechanism that they're using to numb out intolerable pain, and that if anyone had a choice in the matter, they would choose not to have this.
There's this moment at the end of the film where two women who've been in the program are now out of it. They've gone out to dinner. One of them has her children with her. They're eating dinner, and you see them, I mean, just this day, they've left the program. You see them cutting their food into little tiny bites, trying to eat, but just not being able to eat as though they have no appetite left. It's this moment in this film where, watching this film, you say, come on, come on, you can do it, you can do it. But they can't do it.
I think on some level, as a filmmaker, you want a happy ending. We had decided in the beginning to make a cinema verite film, life unfolding before the camera. And this was not turning into a happy ending. At that meal, Shelley was struggling to eat, and she was just about to go home. And I think she had a lot of optimism about her prospects for recovery. Elisa had already started to relapse, and actually I saw at this dinner, when I saw what kind of food she was eating and how much she was eating, I thought that she might purge that evening, and that's why we decided to continue to film her that evening, because we were only going to stay with Shelley. My cinematographer, Amanda McHaley, went with Elisa, and I went with Shelley, and Elisa relapsed that night. I think it was important to show how hard it is to get better and kind of how easy it is to relapse, even though it meant filming something so shameful and so private and so kind of hard to watch.
You're a mother with a six-year-old?
Yes.
And a baby who's
6 months.
6 months. Are you glad you don't have a girl?
I would have loved to have a girl, too. I feel like I have a really good connection with girls. I feel like that's why I've done a lot of this work, is because I do bond with girls and I can make that connection. But I love having boys, and I definitely feel that it's a hard culture to grow up in as a girl. I don't think it's easy for boys, but I think it's a harder and more toxic environment socially and kind of culturally for girls. And so, I certainly can't do any research at home now. Although somebody recently asked my six-year-old what I was doing next, and he said, my mommy's going to make boy culture.
Photographer and filmmaker Lauren Greenfield. The film is Thin. It's broadcast on HBO tonight. And there is a link to Lauren's website and the film at our website, npr.org. Lauren Greenfield, thank you.
Thank you very much.